South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Yeah, after my warm-up today, I just walked into the locker room and, well, yeah, like Victor was like, hey, good luck today. I was like, wow, okay, I guess we're going to play like that. But, you know, it is what it is, and I just found out about 30, 35 minutes before I had to go out. Well, it's not easy. I think when those kind of things happen, you just need to be ready. I mean, you've played many matches in the past. You kind of prepare yourself every day for different obstacles, whether, you know, it's a weather, you know, strings, balls, opponents, so you just have to be ready. And yeah, I just needed like just 5-10 minutes to kind of disconnect for what I had in mind to play and what I wanted to do, and kind of you know, looked a few videos of the way he was playing, because I mean he already played 2 matches, so that's I mean, that gives him a bit of an advantage regardless. So yeah, I mean, after that, I just had to go out and do the best that I can. And I think it was a good start.
Grigor, congratulations for your victory. The third set was pretty close. How did you experience this set?
I think obviously with each game, he starts to feel a bit more comfortable and a bit looser of hitting his shots. And I think he was obviously very nervous at the beginning. I felt that in the first set and even at some point in the second. So obviously when you have nothing to lose and you come in, you start shooting a little bit, and he was serving well. So everything was just going in a way his way. But I mean, I didn't think of anything else. I didn't panic, or I didn't feel like what's going on or anything like that. I just took everything as normal, and I was just trying to find a little window that I could, you know, swoop in and just take the match. And yeah, just waited till tiebreak. But then, yeah, after that was a good way of playing and a good way of finishing the match.
Grigor, he told us that was his very first time to step on Philippe Chatrier. I was wondering, obviously it's a huge court and dimensions and everything. Do you remember the first time you stepped on that court, and yeah, what was it like for you? And
it's not easy. I know the feeling, so that's why I knew how he felt. But also, I knew that he was that could be a little bit dangerous as well, because in a way he has nothing to lose. He loves being out there, and you know, things are happening, and they've happened before. So as I said, I recognized this very early in the match, so I think that helped me to do a little bit better. But yeah, other than that, it's you know, it's a match that I had to go through, and I wanted to go in a good manner. Of course, straight sets was a very important part for me, and now it's just just about regrouping and on to the next one.
Grigor, you said after the match it felt like coming home and that you've got roots here. Do you think the familiar surroundings can help you play your best tennis here at Roland Garros?
Well, I hope so. I hope that, as I said, with each year that I come out here, you see a lot of familiar faces, and I've been here for quite some time. I spent, I think, around 4 years in Paris. I've been in different, I think, all the clubs that I could possibly exist in Paris, played on different courts, been out here, played on all the courts. So it's nice, especially when you're on a tour for so long already, to kind of come back to something that reminds you of a good time. And I think it helps you prepare well, it helps you play well. So all those things, I think, more or less play a bit of a good role for you. And I'm very, you know, pleased and honored to be in such a position right now, to be playing on the center court, to, you know, to be top seed. So yeah, of course, a lot of things comes with it, but in the same time, you don't have to forget to enjoy it.
Grigor, when you were a kid, did you play lots on clay, or was it more on hard courts? Or
I grew up on clay. I think first time I hit on hard court was 11 or 12 years old. So, Yeah, till then was all clay for me. I mean, I never shy away from that surface. I always liked it. And I always thought I can do better, and I want to do better. So one day I know that I'm gonna just improve, and I think I'm improving with each year. I'm finding a better way of playing, better way of moving on the surface. So surely we're gonna get there.
Grigor, you guys had a nice hug at the end. I was just wondering if you can share any of the words you told.
As I said, we've known each other for so long, so it was just nice to see you. You know, it's nice to play against someone that you kind of know for such a long time. It's just simple as that. And I mean, there's honestly not much else I can say about it, because it's entirely of a friendly situation, and I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy when I see players that I've shared course, practice, matches from my juniors, and now we're out here and battling on such a court. I think it's great. So you never have to forget that.